Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting eighth, the catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the Philadelphia Phillies, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, John Briggs. Batting second, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third, the first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Rick Joseph. Batting sixth, the catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Terry Harmon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Champion. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Bill Champion. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Joseph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon strikes out. Two outs. Bill Champion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Champion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Jones steals second. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Jones trying to get to home. Callison throws the ball into Ryan who tags Jones who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentry bunts for an out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0 for 1 in the game. Joseph strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Champion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Champion is 0 for 1 in the game. Champion hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool bunts for a double play. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Champion. Boswell moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell scores. Martin moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allen moves to second. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0 for 2 in the game. Joseph strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stone pinch hits for Bill Champion. Gene Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Boozer now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Joseph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Rod Gasper now playing right field. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.